Next, we have State Senate District 46, Sue Malik, the incumbent, the Democratic candidate, and Kamal, the Republican challenger. And Adam won the lottery, so it starts.
Hello, my name is Adam Pummel. I'm a Montana native, Missoula native, born and raised here. Been through public school in Missoula. Been lucky enough to enjoy a pretty good life here in Western Montana, and I sure am happy to be able to maintain it around here. some of my background is mainly business. I went to college out in Oregon and came back, went to business, majored in business administration and economics at the University of Montana here in Missoula. I've been in the construction industry and other small business basically since I graduated college. I own and operate a couple of my own small businesses, and really decided to get into this race to try to see what I can bring forth to help the next generation and help out the situation that we're in this state. We're at a crossroads in this state, I think, right now, and we've got some very important economic and social issues that are coming up, and I would really like to bring forth some of my economics and business sense, as well as my outdoors and general Montana values to this race and to the state senate in Montana. I'm looking forward to hopefully bringing some new ideas to Helena and presenting those ideas and bringing in hopefully a new generation of leadership and stewardship in Helena. And so I would certainly appreciate your guys' vote. I spend quite a bit of time up here in Sealy Lake. I would like to think that I'd like to connect with you guys. I know quite a few of the issues that are important up here and would certainly be able to represent you guys very fairly as well as very effectively in Helena, given the chance. And so that said, I'll turn it over to my opponent here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm Senator Sue Malik, and I've served you for the last 4 years, and I'm ever so grateful for the opportunity to do that. It's a wonderful district that comes from the middle of Missoula, downtown Missoula, all the way up to Condon. And it's interesting to represent both the urban and the rural area, and a real pleasure to do that because we have to really think about the citizens of Montana. I appreciate the Pathfinder publishing a letter from me every week last session, as well as the letter from our representative. I think that was a great public service, and I'm grateful to them. I was raised in Baker, Montana, and moved across the world to Conrad, Montana, when I was 14 years old. And what a huge change that was. I graduated from college in Bozeman in psychology and worked as a social worker in Anaconda during deinstitutionalization in the early 70s. Then came to Missoula and did a master's in communication studies and worked as an academic advisor, running the advising office for 1,500 students in the School of Business for 24 years. I originally was a PTA president, and then I was president of the staff union at the university, and then I ran for the City Government Study Commission and served as president of that commission for 2 years. And my husband said, why don't you run for something that pays? Well, the legislature doesn't pay much, but it was always my desire when I was in my early 20s to advocate for low-income people, and that's what I continue to do. I'm going to be advocating this session for a public preschool, and was glad to hear Melissa Romano bring that up again, because as we know, the average Montana family is paying $600 a month per child for daycare. And if we can take that pressure off families when the kids are 4 years old, that's a big deal. And the states who have enacted this not only find better achievement in school, but a reduction in child abuse and neglect. And how great a need is that in our state? Infrastructure. As you know, Madison Street Bridge was crumbling, and that became a high priority for the state. Now Butte, the interchange for I-90 and I-15 is crumbling, and they're having to bypass that that bridge in order to bring truck traffic through eastern and western Montana, north and southern Montana. Protection of our public land. I can't believe we have to continue to talk about this, because that's the reason we live in Montana. And finally, diversifying our energy portfolio. I have to second what Gail Gucci said. If we can develop renewable energy, this is what Google wants. This is what Yahoo wants. This is what Amazon wants. We can do data centers. And I actually talked to one of your business people here who's from Washington and knows what can happen in small towns like Centralia, Washington, and other small communities when they develop data centers, because we have renewable energy.
You're still on the first question. But this is about how much does the state senator get paid since you raised the issue?
We get $10.33 an hour for 8 hours a day, right, Matt? And we usually work about 12 hours a day. We work 6 days a week for 4 months. And no holidays, no time off. We just do it for that extended period of time.
Okay, now the real question. What are your legislative priorities for the coming session, should you be reelected, and how might those differ from your opponents?
Okay. So I probably jumped the gun on answering that question, because I'm talking about preschool, infrastructure, protect our public lands, and diversifying our energy economy. I went to a Western United States Conference of State Government and Legislative Officials in Coeur d'Alene last week and spent quite a bit of time on energy and learning what was going on, because being from eastern Montana, I am concerned about coal-stripping and providing jobs out there that require people to have a little bit more education and provide them with more opportunities. So this is when I met with the chair of the House Energy Committee from Washington, who's been the chair for 20 years, and he said this data center in Centralia is something that they were able to accomplish because of renewable energy, and if Montana will come up with a plan, Washington will help us. You know that Talen Energy is losing millions of dollars a year. Colstrip 1 and 2 can close at any moment. And we have no control over that. And so we have to be thinking about what we can do for communities like Colstrip.
Okay. Should I be fortunate enough to be elected here, some of my main priorities would be certainly infrastructure. That we've got some major infrastructure problems throughout the whole state of Western Montana. And the lack of the legislature and the governor's office to provide us with a good infrastructure funding bill last time has really set us back across the entire state. That's something that I think needs to be a priority one for the entire state government. We've got to take care of our roads and our bridges and our sewer systems and our water systems. And make sure that we can sustain what we have going on in Montana. aside from that, I think I would also like to promote our education as it appeals to economic growth and development, that we are running out of tax revenue, and we really need to bring in economic development and good value-added jobs to the state of Montana. That's certainly a major concern.
Okay. Questions from the audience? Really?
Everybody's tired.
Both of you talked about what your priorities were for the legislature should you be elected. I think, Adam, you said yours was infrastructure primarily, and Sue, you had a list of things. Two parts. I'd like Sue to tell what's at the top of the list, then I'd like both of them to tell us how they pay for it.
You're up.
Okay. Absolutely. I think we've got to stay behind the industries that have created the jobs and the revenues and brought people and kept people employed in this state. That we can't abandon the timber industry, and we can't lock people out of the woods. We can't give up on coal strip. That we've got to encourage economic development and growth in the state that not only brings only tourism or different industries, but all industries, especially technology industries. We need to certainly invest more in our internet backbone to be able to attract the kind of companies that would like to come to Montana, but we don't have the infrastructure to support some of those bigger companies like that. Certainly something very important, I think, for the state of Montana.
Thanks, Adam. Well, I'm going to start with infrastructure as well, just because we had this figured out last session, and it felt, if you were from Western Montana, that Eastern Montana said, we want it all, and if we don't get it all, you don't get anything. So it was really, you know, one of the reasons that I ran for the legislature is because I am from Eastern Montana, and I was hoping, like Dan Chemist before me, and I think other legislators, to try to build a bridge and try to say, we can get along. We're all in the same state. We experience similar problems. But there often is this difficult divide. That infrastructure bill that the governor put forward was $50 million from our $350 million surplus, and then bonding for the rest. We have one of the lowest borrowing bonding rates in the nation. That is why we're called so fiscally sound. We had the capacity to borrow at a 1.5%, I think, was the interest rate. Well, we're making, you know, not that much more on, well, leaving the money in the bank would make us more than we would have paid in interest. So we would have been making money by borrowing that money. And that would be having people across the state working and paying taxes, and we'd be in a lot better financial shape than we currently are. Oh, yeah, and I'm up next.
Yeah, about the low end or cost of housing and stuff. How do you guys actually see the government's regulation impacting housing costs, and how would you look at changing how that works?
You know, I've given this a little thought in the last week because we had a questionnaire from the Missoula Organization of Realtors and wanted us to change some regulations. And then I talked to this businesswoman today, and I know that her opinion was, if you could get a sewer in Sealy Lake, you're going to have, I understand the last I talked to the county that they had that cost as low as $35 a month if they can pass the bonding or whatever your sewer vote is this fall. So I realize that's going to impact people, but once you have that sewer, you have the capacity to build low-income housing. And she talked about the town that she was from in Washington being able to get grants and loans that can pay for low-income housing, so you aren't paying taxes at the same level that you're paying for a regular development, and you're able to rent at a lower level. We see that happening all over Missoula with Homeward and different organizations that are developing low-income housing, and it can be done here, but you're going to have a sewer.
I think I agree with my opponent and disagree on some issues here. That I think inevitably, I think you're going to end up having to have a sewer up here. The sewer will help with the housing, I believe. That's it generally creates more density. When you bring the sewer in, you're allowed to create some more density and provide a better service and a better treatment for the sewage. Some of the things that her and I differ on is that I think affordable housing is not necessarily something that can be regulated by the government. That I think more programs and more subsidies and more government is not necessarily the answer there. I think more money in your pockets, lower taxes, more conservative, fiscal responsible policies are the way to go, not more government to help create affordable housing.
One more.
I'll just grab an easy one. If elected, is there a specific committee that either of you would like to serve on? If so, please.
If elected, I'd certainly like to look at the Judicial Committee as well as finance and budget. That's right in my wheelhouse is business, finance, economics, and knowing how to manage a dollar and use it wisely. I think that's very important. I also think we have room for some great gains in the judicial system here in Montana that I could help with.
I've served on revenue and transportation for the last 8 years, and that's tax. And believe it or not, it becomes really interesting. We have talked over and over again about the 18-month holiday that we've had on oil wells in Montana and not being able to provide infrastructure in eastern Montana because we couldn't collect the taxes. We've talked about corporations shifting their money overseas, and this is happening in Montana, where a large national corporation will shift their finances to Switzerland or Ireland or wherever it is and not pay taxes in Montana and in the United States. So that's been really interesting to me. I did serve on law and justice this last interim and I'm glad to see the sentencing reform happening. We got campaign finance reform, so I was also on state administration for 8 years and I'm proud of that happening last session. And so it's going to be either DNRC, probably, Department of Natural Resources, or Natural Resources Committee, or perhaps Law and Justice again.
Okay, I almost forgot, of course, you did closing statements, so sorry about that. Adam started, so Sue starts. 2 minutes.
Oh, you want me to start?
2 minutes for closing statements.
Well, I don't know if I need 2 minutes. I think I've spouted off enough, actually, but... I hope that you're reading the Pathfinder. I hope they'll allow us to write every week again and you will know where I'm at. I have to brag about Medicaid expansion last session. States that did not accomplish that lost hospitals, lost doctors, and all the hospitals and doctors in Montana, not all the doctors, but the Montana Medical Association, the Montana Hospital Association, were out here begging us to expand Medicaid. We are now covering 100,000 more Montanans than we were before the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion. And people are getting prenatal care, they're getting care when they have cancer and not being cut off. So those things that we accomplished as well as campaign finance reform were a big deal for me. And I think we can accomplish big things next session as well.
First, I'd like to thank you all for the opportunity to come up here on this nice day. Great to get up here and see the Seeley Lake Valley. It's always nice to get up here, but you know, there's some going to be some major differences between my opponent and I. That you know, I want to bring Montana values back to the Senate seat. That not urban Missoula values, but rural Montana values. And I think that we don't do that through more government and more regulation, that we've got a tough road to hoe this year at the state level. The $300 million rainy day fund isn't there anymore, and it's going to be a very fiscally tight budget this year. There's going to have to be a lot of hard decisions and a lot of strategic planning that goes on this year. I think I'm a very good negotiator. I've got those business skills. I've been an inventor for, it's been about 10 years now since I started working on my first patent stuff, that I'm not new to coming up with new ideas to solve problems. And that's something that I think I can certainly bring to the table in Helena. I don't think more taxes and more government and more regulation is what's going to solve our problems. I think we need to look forward and figure out how we can develop our economy and encourage businesses to stay here, get our universities on track to start and continue giving good quality educations, but also making sure that those educations are applicable and that those people, when they graduate and they pay for an education in Montana, can stay in Montana because there is jobs and opportunity here in Montana. So I thank you for the opportunity and would certainly appreciate the opportunity to answer any questions at any time anybody has, and would appreciate your vote in November. Thank you very much.
Thanks.